produced a somewhat unfavorable sensation or impression, which extended even to its master. And this impression was the more painful to young D'Artagnan, for that was the name of the Don Quixote of this second Rosinante, that he could not conceal from himself the ridiculous light in which he, albeit so good a horseman, was placed by such a steed. He had, therefore, sighed deeply when he accepted the gift from Monsieur D'Artagnan, his father. He knew that such a beast was worth about 20 francs. It is true that the words which accompanied the present were above price. "My son," said the Gascon gentleman, in that pure Bonese patois or dialect which Henry IV could never entirely shake off, "my son, this horse was born in the paternal homestead about 13 years ago, and has remained in it ever since, which ought to make you regard it with affection. Never sell it. Let it die honorably of old age and in tranquillity. And should you make a campaign with it, take as much care of it as you would of an old servant. At the court, if you should ever have the honor to be presented, an honor, however, to which your long line of noble ancestors entitles you, support with dignity the name of gentleman, which has been honorably borne by your ancestors, for the sake of you and yours for more than 500 years."